Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two stand-up comedians who have autistic family members. Kirk over there has an adult autistic son who is very handsome. His name is JJ. He's
good-looking boy.
19. And I have a 33-year-old younger brother, slightly younger, who is somewhat on this, I don't know, higher functioning scale.
And always tips your hand to your age, too. Oh, brother.
He does. He does.
Right.
But he's a great guy. But anyway, we are, this is a, we are not, we do not have autism. We don't know what it's like to have autism. Mm-hmm. And we are just trying to figure out what it's like to live with people in your family who have autism.
And we're not scientists?
No. Well, no, we are not.
This is not science? No.
We certainly aren't. I can, if you could only see the image I see of where I am right now, you would
You're
know.
In the studio.
Apartment.
There you go.
You are in Kirk's studio apartment.
This could be a scientific lab. There's a lot of white. There's a lot of white in this apartment.
Or an insane asylum. But either or.
I prefer a loony bin.
We are here. We are here in Kirk's new studio apartment.
Boom. And,
in Hollywood. You have a nice street.
Living the dream. There's parking in the street.
Nice, you have parking, so you're not going insane.
Yes.
Kirk didn't have parking for a year. He was losing his mind.
I was very angry. I was a very angry man.
Parking is very hard, and it's hard in this town. This is the best. Guys, you'll love this story. Kirk bought a scooter.
That's true.
That he would put in his trunk, because he would have to, the only parking spots he would be able to find were so far away from his apartment that he was finding that he was spending too much out of his day.
It was an hour walking. 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah, he spent an hour a day walking. Yeah. So he just got a scooter. He'd be scooting around Hollywood.
Scooter broke, full disclosure.
It sure did.
Only thing sadder than a grown man with a scooter in a trunk is a grown man with a broken scooter in his trunk.
And I laughed very hard when I found that out. But anyway, now Kirk has...
Learned how to skateboard.
And he got a skateboard. Kirk was into skating.
Yeah, I got this penny board.
40-year-old man skating around.
What could go wrong? No insurance.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Brittle bones. Perfect.
Idea. You look young, though. But anyway.
I feel young.
Nice,
feel good.
Nice apartment building. Really nice area. You got parking. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Very excited
you
about
it. You bought a kitchen table the other day.
I did. I wanted to buy a motorcycle, but instead I bought a kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And next I'm going to buy a couch.
Very exciting. I think that those are much better investments than a motorcycle.
Oh, but motorcycle's so fun.
Yeah? Have you ever had a motorcycle?
I had one for about 20 years. Yeah, I had one when I lived in New York. Yeah.
You had a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of ride was your hog?
I had a Katana. I had a 15-year-old little, I was going to say a negative.
Don't say that.
Word for
you had
a Japanese
bike. Model.
But I had a Japanese bike, and it was a lot of fun. I only got in two accidents.
Good.
I had one where a taxi cab driver on, was it 3rd Avenue, was in the far left lane and tried to cross four lanes of traffic and take a right in front of me, and we came to a skidding halt. And we stopped, and I kicked his car until it had a dent in it. I was very upset. Very upset.
The anger is always boiling, just under boiling over in old Kirk
Smith.
And
he would not get out of his car. I tried to make him get out of his car, but he would not get out.
You do not
I was very angry.
Want to cross a dad with an autistic son on the wrong day.
He almost ran me over.
You hold it in well.
I fake it.
No.
And then on merging onto the West Side Freeway one time, a guy didn't see me and just ran me into the guardrail too. Yeah, so I had a couple close calls, but knock on wood, fine.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
I'm getting another bike. I just started doing the shopping for it.
No, and, you don't. Why get another bike? What are you doing?
You only live once, buddy. You only live once. Well, wait till I'm 60. Come on.
Okay, Kirk.
My organ donor card is all checked out.
Kirk,
I'm
you
ready
don't
to
own
go.
A couch.
They're about the same price.
You're gonna sell your car?
No, can't sell my car. No, I just need a little, just a little tiny hog.
Something? Why?
Just for fun. No good reason.
Okay.
No good reason. I enjoy it. Life's short, man. Life's short.
Oh, boy. Well, good for you, Kirk. I strongly disagree, but good for you.
If most of this podcast is strongly disagreeing. Yeah.
This podcast is slowly going to turn into me just talking you out of bad ideas.
I think I don't think that's that bad of an idea. I think that'd be eminently listenable. No, whatever.
Listen, you've had a hard year.
I've had a rough year.
You deserve to be happy. If this is going to make you happy, go for it, buddy.
It's just a motorcycle, and yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I'm trying to be smart and shop a little bit.
What is that? You got Coffee Mate in your cupboard?
Yeah.
Oh, it's powder.
It's powdered, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like milk, liquid Coffee Mate in your cupboard.
A little behind the scenes, guys.
You are going to be sick.
I needed some coffee.
There's another thing that he's talking about. Teach him how milk works.
He's got old meat on the stove again.
Kirk always has old meat on the stove when I walk in.
You know, funny story, in Ecuador.
I grew up in Central America. My stomach is strong. And he hit his stomach. And I'm like, how old is this chicken? He's like, last night. And he ate it. I'm like, oh my God.
In Ecuador, they ultra pasteurize the milk, so it's not refrigerated. And so you get it boxed, not refrigerated. So when my sister moved to the States for the first time to go to college, she bought a carton of milk and put it in her closet for about a month or two, and forgot about it.
It's ultra pasteurized. What does that mean?
It means it doesn't have to be refrigerated. It comes in a box, and you do not have to refrigerate it. Now, after you open it, you have to refrigerate it. Oh. But before you open it, you do not have to refrigerate it because it's ultra pasteurized. Yeah. So she did not know that. So when she moved to the States, she bought a gallon of milk and put it in her closet. Forgot about it for a couple months. Imagine how that went. That's a true story.
She made some cheese.
That exploded.
Ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I think it ruined some clothes, too.
I would imagine. And a closet. Smith. And an apartment.
Yeah, probably.
And a damage deposit.
She didn't get her deposit back.
It's tough being an immigrant. I can tell you firsthand.
That's true. You had to get your green card, yeah.
I'm an immigrant, guys.
That's true.
My mother's an immigrant, so I'm a first-generation immigrant. Tough.
Czech Republic?
Yeah. Slovakia, technically.
Slovakia, sorry.
Former Czechoslovakia. It's the same.
Well, should we do a weekend review?
This is it. This is the podcast. We did it. Yeah. So let's get started. We've been blabbing long enough. Let's get started. You got a good weekend review. You told me you did.
Yeah. So I got this week. It's kind of interesting. You know, we JJ was kind of potty trained at 10. Is when we really saw finally some firm steps.
That must have been a huge relief.
Oh my goodness.
For him and you. But boom ching.
There's a lot of celebrations. Yeah. Never been happier. Well, he's kind of regressed a little bit.
Oh.
And he's taken to, one of his aides messaged me yesterday and was like, have you noticed this? And she sent me a picture of a man squatting. I could show you, but we can't show our listeners. But I guess I could. Anyway, and have you ever noticed him doing this? And she sent me a man squatting, kind of like they do, honestly, how they do in India or Turkey or where there's just kind of a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken to doing this and then throwing it in the toilet. And so I'm like, nah, I don't think I've ever caught him doing that. But he's very private about going to the bathroom. So it's possible he's been doing that for a little while. And so now I'm looking into getting him a squatty potty because that's kind of looks like what he's doing. And so I'm curious if any of our listeners.
I guess he doesn't like sitting on it. Maybe it's cold.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like when it's cold. Maybe they have like a ceramic seat. They need like a plastic seat or a cushy seat. Maybe get them a cushy seat. You know those cushy seats that are gross?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. I think we're going to try to get like a squatty potty so he can still, and I'm looking for the picture here,
I know what a squatty potty is.
But
squatty
potty is like squat, it's like a little go in the toilet.
It's like a stool in the shape of a horseshoe that sort of goes, you can put your feet up on while you're on the toilet. By the way, I've had several friends tell me it's the greatest purchase they've ever made.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of people tell me that too.
Yeah. I'm thinking of investing in one.
It's like, I'm sure you could grab a picture. Why,
you could you could post that on our Facebook page.
Okay, I'll post it on our Facebook
page. I thought it was going to be like a picture of a man doing a doo-doo. But it's
a man,
it's a cartoon.
Yeah. It's a cartoon, yeah.
It's a drawing of a man in a squatting position who's fully clothed.
Well, there's squatty potties, and then there's also like these little steps that you put next to the toilet, and you can stand on them, still squat like this picture, and the poo's going to go in the toilet.
That sounds dangerous.
But it's supposed to be really good for your colon. Everybody who has a squatty potty, I don't have one, but we live in LA, and I probably have a dozen friends, and everybody raves about it.
Yeah. It's better for your guts.
Yeah, your butt,
it's what we're supposed to do when we were walking the plains. That's how our bodies are supposed to be doing it. And they there's all these, you know, if you go to like the Middle East and somebody comes
Turkey
a little further east,
too.
Yeah, and there's all these footprints on the toilet seats because people prefer to do it like that. I went to Turkey and I don't know. I mean, I can't do it. What, I gotta take my pants off, hang them up.
Honestly, you didn't have to go bad enough. I was there and I had to go, and I was like, yeah, I'm.
Well, anyway, maybe he's onto something.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
JJ understands
how
colon health.
Colon works.
Yeah, and he's not going to adhere to these Western norms.
These weirdos.
Yeah.
Send us your... We're curious if you guys have any experience with this, squatty potties, or these little steps that you put... Now, I saw them on Amazon for $40, so I'm going to actually order them and mail them out to them and or bring them out, and we'll see how it goes. Something new to try. And anything to get him to go poop in the toilet and not touch it with his hands. And
yeah.
then wipe his hands on the wall.
Oh, that's what he wipes? He doesn't use the sink?
Sometimes he'll just wipe wherever. Yeah. So that's fun.
That sounds great. I'm sure they're really pumped about it. Good for them. So that's a big one. I'm sorry, man. That's very stressful.
Yeah, honestly, I feel guilty about not being there. For my son all the time, although my mom always reminds me, hey, listen, he's 19. When you were 19, you didn't live at home either. But very grateful for the people that are working with him. And one of the girls calls him her boyfriend because he's always like, he's very affectionate. He like has his arm around her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, the only problem is he's not very loyal. He does this to all the nurses.
Of course. He's 19. You can't lock down this Bengal tiger.
So that's our week in review. Yeah, if you've got any experience with this squatty potty or these little stools that you put next to the toilet, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, my brother is seeing for week in review from my side. My brother is seeing a psychologist today.
That's great.
I called him twice, but I think he was probably seeing her when I called. But anyway, it's because he just can't, his brain is stuck on, the tape is replaying the past over and over and over and over again, getting bullied in high school and everything like that. And honestly, it's why he got fired from his last job. He couldn't stop talking to the employees about the past. And,
you know, that reminds me of...
story every week, every day.
It reminds me of our episode from last week where it gets stuck in defense mode or whatever, where it talks about the mom who gets stuck, mom talking about her kid who gets stuck like in a certain... tape over and over and over.
Yeah, totally. So he is seeing a special psychologist, and we're really hopeful, and Peter loves to talk about himself, so he's gonna love it too.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, I don't know how much he's gonna like it. Turns out he loves to talk to a woman about himself.
Oh, that's great. So, makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So we'll see. But I'm excited to hear. My mother has informed me my job is to call back and reaffirm that it's a great idea and that everything's great. So
this to see the psychologist is a great idea?
To see the psychologist is a great idea, and then talking to her is a great idea, and just to sort of, you know, because he'll tell me things that he won't tell my parents. And to be honest, there's something, most of that stuff I don't tell my parents. I am loyal, unless it's like big time.
Well, he deserves a little bit of privacy. He's a grown man.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not a little kid.
He you know, totally. So
and if it's not endangering anybody, and it's not
it's the code of the brothers, you know. But yeah, so you know, it'll be interesting to see what he says about that. Do you want to get into the news?
Yeah, let's do the news. This week, I like this one. This is I like it because honestly, it's close to home. Mm. This is an Autism Parenting magazine. How does autism affect sleep in some children?
We have talked about this periodically in the past. both of our family members have trouble sleeping.
That's right.
Yeah,
my son has a real issue. I got a message 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that he got up at 3 a.m. He'll okay. So here's the thing: he'll sleep some, but at least once a month, at least. He'll sleep zero or sleep like 2 hours or 3 hours, go to bed like at 11:30, wake up at 2.
When it's a full moon, right?
And full moon is a real trigger for him.
I find that so fascinating.
But we've had your letters. Write us if that's the case with you guys as well. We've had, anecdotally at least, it's total confirmation that something's happening.
Yeah.
And we did an article once about in the news, I want to say in the 40s, episode 40 something, about it affecting the theorizing that it affects the water in your brain.
What if the, like Mary Shelley and like the early like werewolf stories are just like early accounts of people with autism like running out of their house?
You know what? I listened to a podcast called Stuff You Should Know.
Yeah, good one.
And they did one last week about they were replaying, I believe it was an older episode, but they were replaying one about feral children.
Oh yeah.
And it's anecdotally at least, a lot of it's pointed to,
totally,
these were kids that had autism.
Yep.
Were left in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Learned to adapt and survive.
Yep.
And then when they brought back to society, like, this kid doesn't speak English at all. Yeah, because he might not spoke English even if JJ still doesn't speak English.
He's autistic. Yeah. I listened to the same episode. That's funny. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, we should mention this. I completely forgot because
that's our new in the news.
Yeah. But it's an amazing story. These kids, they were cast offs, you know, unfortunately. Obviously, there's no social programs back then. And, you know, unfortunately, society did not accept that. And they were put in the woods. And these scrappy autistic kids, these scrappy kids with autism, figured out how to survive. And a lot of the times they like joined wolf packs and stuff.
Some were dog packs. Some joined, I believe if I understood right, one was an ostrich group.
Ostrich. One was like gorillas or monkeys.
Monkeys, yeah.
Chimps. It is amazing.
If my son could survive from like 2 or 3 to like 6 or 7, after that, he got big and he was strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, obviously we're not advocating that.
No, it's terrible, but I promise you that if someone threw me, person with non-autism, into the woods when I was 3, I'd be dead in a minute. And these kids.
Well, JJ would just take. He just, like, once he just grabs it, takes it, and shows his mouth as quick as he can.
An alpha male. My little beta butt running around the woods. Picked up by a hawk. Where's my soother? It's cold in here.
Yeah, I forgot. I listened to that and I thought we should talk about it, and I forgot about it too.
We're doing it now, baby. Here we go. So, yeah, very interesting. And they're probably good at night because they can't sleep. So they're good at like watching over the wolf pack, probably like that. Huh?
Yeah,
tying
maybe
the two stories together. How about that?
So yeah, let's get back to this one. We didn't even read the article yet. I don't know what happened. We forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, so where did I start? I don't think I've read any of it yet.
No.
Sleep disruptions in children with autism study. This week, a new study published in the Journal of Developmental Disorders that examines why children with neurodevelopmental disorders experience higher levels of sleep disturbance. Researchers at the University of Leicestershire and Birmingham studied children from the ages of 2 to 15 with a variety of neurotypical disorders, including the autism spectrum disorder, ASD, Smith-Magenis syndrome, tuberous sclerosis complex, and Angelman syndrome. These children were studied opposite a group of 47 of their neurotypical peers. 30 of the children with neurodevelopmental disorders had previously been diagnosed as ASD. What did the Autism Sleep Study reveal? The study used the modified Simons and Paraga, those last names kill me, sleep questionnaire to identify symptom-specific profiles of sleep disturbance in various neurodevelopmental disorders and sought to enable syndrome-sensitive treatment approaches. The researchers found that children with autism were 30% more likely to have trouble sleep, 30% more likely to have trouble settling and falling asleep, as well as 43% more likely to struggle to stay asleep and maintain a healthy rhythm than their neurotypical peers. Yeah, unlike children with neurodevelopmental disorders, children with ASD were less likely to experience severe night walking and early morning waking, but still more likely to do so than their typically developing peers.
Let me tell you something. I learn about autism, the more I wonder if I'm high functioning.
Well, episode 200, we're going to come out and tell you, yes.
Carry on. Carry on.
Episode 200, it's a coming out for Graham.
Yeah.
And all of his friends are going
to
get together.
I would love to explain all this. I'd love it if I had a diagnosis of some sort.
Listen.
Go on.
So, you know, because of my experience with my son, I don't consider it an insult. I honestly think you've got a few little things.
Do you?
Yeah, just a few little... Just a few little things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it. Carry on with this.
All right. I can't tell if he's upset or not, people. If I wake up dead tomorrow, I won't wake up. Where am I at? Every group of neurodevelopmental disorders studied displayed a higher instance of night walking, daytime sleepiness, nightmares, and night terrors. Let's jump ahead real quick. How do I get my autistic kid to sleep? This is their language, by the way. I didn't write this article. Helping a child with autism regulate sleep patterns can seem impossible to an exhausted caregiver, but practicing good sleep hygiene can be beneficial to both the child and their caregiver. I don't know what's happening to me today. I can't read.
You're doing great, buddy. Keep going.
According to Sanjay Kansagra...
Not the right time for a hard name for you. No. Sorry, that's just bad luck. Keep going.
Medical doctor, sleep hygiene is a combination of our behaviors and things that can hurt or help our sleep.
Mm.
Kansagra identifies the following four good components as crucial to good sleep hygiene. Routine, schedule, environment, and the avoidance and treatment of sleep disruptors. When creating a effective sleep routine for your child, try to keep it 20 to 30 minutes. I'm having a rough day, guys. You might consider reducing screen time before bed, as a blue light can alter the brain's ability to produce melatonin. See, that's tough because he likes the blue light. He likes the YouTube.
Sure. Calms him down.
Yeah. But avoiding it, apparently...
It wakes you up because your brain thinks it's the sun.
I love this line. Sleep time can be substituted for calming activities like yoga or reading the story. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck to get your severely autistic kid to do yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
JJ, can we do some hot yoga? Could you come in this?
Stretch. No.
Stretch for half an hour. No, I'm joking. I like it. If you could do it, great. Also, caregivers can discuss low-dose melatonin. That worked for us. Low-dose melatonin. Yeah, that did help a little bit.
I'd like low dose melatonin.
Yeah, they sell it in gummy bear forms now.
Mm.
Yeah, there was a child care business that got in trouble this week for giving neurotypical kids low dose melatonin during nap time. Which I was like, I don't know. I get there should be consent, but that's not the worst thing that's ever happened to a kid. I don't know.
Yeah,
take a nap.
But anyway, that's how they probably shouldn't be doing that.
Not without permission, of course not. That's terrible.
Yeah, but Peter's okay with sleeping. He goes to bed at like 9 o'clock, 8:30, lays in bed probably for an hour, and then falls asleep, and then wakes up at like 6 and lays in bed for an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Versus being up all night.
Totally.
Because the thing is, JJ likes to be up, but then he's
and
not
he
happy
does not,
about
he
it.
Does not wake up.
Right.
I mean, you...
Peter, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, there you could shoot a gun over his head and he would be like...
That's a blessing, though, I think.
I guess.
Yeah, because when JJ doesn't sleep well, he gets grumpy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're the one who didn't sleep. It's like we woke you up to go to work.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't sleep today. I
hair's looking good.
Is it?
Yeah, Graham's doing good on the hair here.
I feel good.
I see one gray hair. That's it.
I'm starting to get a couple grays. Yeah, you don't have any.
I got
any.
A lot.
You do?
Yeah, it looks blonde in this light, but it's a lot.
Mm. Oh, but anyway, I've always been a terrible sleeper. I went to the sleep clinic, and they hooked all the diodes up to my head and my arms. And
yeah?
I slept in. And then they said that under the old, they just changed the parameters, I forget what the verbiage is, but a problem with sleeping.
Sleep apnea?
No, like a sleep disorder.
Okay.
They just changed the parameters. And under the old parameters, I have a sleep disorder.
Oh, wow.
Under the new ones, I don't. Basically, okay. If you draw a line and above the line is awake and below the line is asleep, and REM is like way down there, I come up and almost break the line every 4 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not great.
I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night and I woke up at 7:30 this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to start smoking marijuana or something. Because when I smoke marijuana...
Kids, we're not advocating that if you live in a state that we're not allowed to.
Well, it's legal here, and it's legal where I live, and it's been proven to help you with that, so...
Does it help with sleep?
Mm-hmm. I sleep like a little baby. But I don't think it's good for you. But on days where I need sleep, I'm going to do that, I think. I don't think it's... any substance, it's not good to use all the time. But sometimes daddy needs a little bye-bye sleep.
Give me another coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, before you start smoking weed every night, maybe not drink coffee.
Yeah, really.
I think you just use your head, you know.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've learned a lot today. We learned that if your child has trouble sleeping, it is probably because of his autism. And we've also learned that I have autism today. So that is big.
All joking aside, who knows?
Why do you think I have autism? Do you want to get into this now or another episode?
I think it's another episode.
Okay.
I think we could do an episode about this.
Okay. I'm excited.
It's a social cues thing.
Okay.
About telling bookers to their face that if they're a booker, they're not a funny comic. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which has happened.
That's a philosophical issue that I need to... Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Eddie will completely... Our friend, mutual friend Eddie Del Seppi will completely corroborate this theory.
Graham, one time, there's a comic out here who's also a booker, and traditionally, there isn't a lot of overlap between super famous, funny comedians and people who also book a show.
If you have to run the show to get on the show, you're not funny.
But you shouldn't say that to the person running it to their face and then ask him for a spot.
No. Hey, in my defense, I did not know that I did know he was a booker.
I'm just busting Graham's chops a little bit because he busted mine the last one. It's a little payback.
It's fair.
A little payback.
But like, you were saying that, you know, in your, you know, because you don't consider having autism an insult.
No.
Not at all.
Everybody's got some areas. I've got some areas that I don't know what to label them, but I clearly, like we talked about, seriously, like I view things very pragmatically. You know this, I wear almost a uniform because I find it such a waste of time to decide what to wear. So we're basically...
You, Steve Jobs, Albert Einstein, same
except
guy.
Except they're successful and talented.
Same guy. Well, that's the joke. But anyway, that was another episode. Guys, go to patreon.com/autastic and donate. Give us $5 an episode.
We'd love it.
We would love that. We'd really appreciate it. It would help us keep doing this. The podcast does have certain fees and all that kind of stuff. And to those of you who already donate, thank you so much. We appreciate it so much. Also, go to Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Hit him up. Funny guy. Got funny tweets and stuff. He also, if you want to hire Kirk, hit him up on Facebook, or you can go to autasticpodcast@gmail. And if you have any sort of fan mail, you can send it to us on our Facebook page. Just search Autastic, or you can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com. And also, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Can you believe it? Both at Graham K O K. That's GRAHAMKAYOKAY. And for tour dates and stuff like that, go to comedybythegraham.com. And Kirk, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I've got in April, the 13th and 14th, I'll be in Prince George, British Columbia, in the frozen tundra.
When? April?
April 13th and 14th, four shows. And then the next week, I'll be in Vancouver, the 15th through 19th. And then Victoria Island at Heckler's, headlining that show as well, the 20th and 21st.
We got to build a wall to keep you Americans out, stealing our jobs, you know?
Guys, also... if you have a second, Graham K has got a new podcast about sports. If you're into sports, give it a listen. Graham, tell us about your podcast.
I got a new podcast. If you like sports, it is with my fellow comedian buddy, Alex Pavone.
Very funny guy.
We do a weekly wrap-up of the week in sports. It's very quick, very funny. Say you like want to learn more about sports, talk around the office, around the water cooler. We're pretty, we don't get into stats that much. We deal with the the soap opera of it and the politics, and we joke around a lot. And we just have a good time. Yeah, that's it. And don't worry. Canada's going to be kind of warm up there, so you'll be okay.
It'll be good.
Did we do it?
We did it. That's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.